Title: Ambient Intro to Hard Drop Transitions, for Modern Control with Vintage Tone Beginner. All right, let's build one of the most satisfying moments in drum and bass, that switch from a wide, cinematic ambient intro into a hard, control drop that feels like it slams without getting messy. We're doing this in Ableton Live's arrangement view, beginner-friendly, but with a workflow you can reuse on basically any D&B track. The vibe goal is modern control with vintage tone. So think, tape and vinyl flavor, warm and worn at the edges, but when the drop hits, the low end is clean, the drums are tight, and nothing is masking the punch. Here's the big idea. In modern D&B, the intro has two jobs. 1. Set mood and identity. 2. Deliver energy cleanly into the drop. If you nail both, your drop feels louder and heavier, even if you didn't turn anything up. We're building a simple structure at around 174 BPM. An ambient intro, then a build, then the drop, and along the way, you'll make an intro ambience chain, a transition toolkit, and a drop focus system using sidechain, EQ, and mono control. Let's start. Step 0. Project setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Time signature 4/4. Now create 3 return tracks. Return A is a long reverb. Use hybrid reverb. Set it to a hall. Give it a long decay, like 6 to 10 seconds. Predelay around 20 to 35 milliseconds. And super important, filter it. High cut around 7 to 10k. And low cut around 150 to 250 Hz. That low cut is non-negotiable in D&B, because if your reverb has low end, your drop will feel weak no matter what you do later. Return B is a delay. Use echo. Set time to a quarter note or an eighth dotted. Feedback around 25 to 40%. Filter it. Cut lows below about 250. Cut highs above 8 to 10k. And if you want a little vintage texture, add a touch of the noise inside echo. Not a lot, just enough that it feels alive. Return C is parallel dirt. Put a saturator with soft clip on. Drive around 3 to 6 dB. Then EQ 8 after it, high pass at 150, and if it's biting, do a gentle dip around 3 to 5K. Cool, that's your space and grid ecosystem. Now we build the intro. Step 1. The ambient bed. Pads plus texture. Make a MIDI track called PAD. For the sound, you can use Waveedable, but Drift is the easy vintage button. So low drift. Make a mellow sawish pad. Keep unison or spread low to medium. Add a low-pass filter and set it somewhere between 600 and 2K, depending on how bright you want it. Then shape the envelope. Attack around 200 to 800 milliseconds, and release 2 to 6 seconds. You want it to breathe and smear a bit. Now the pad processing chain. First EQ 8. High pass between 120 and 200 Hz, so you're not stealing future bass space. If the pad starts poking your ears, dip a little around 2 to 4K. Then add saturator, drive 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on. Then chorus ensemble, subtle. We want width, but not a facey wash. And send the pad to return A, your long reverb, somewhere around 20 to 40%. Arrangement tip. Don't drop everything in at once. Start with just pad and reverb tail, then add one new element every 8 bars. That's how you get movement without clutter. Step 2. Vinyl air and found sound. Create an audio track called texture. Drop in vinyl crackle, room tone, rain, tape hiss, whatever matches your mood. The trick is, vibe without mud. Put auto filter on it in high pass mode. Cut off around 200 to 400 Hz. Tiny bit of resonance if you want character. Optionally add redux, but very light. This is seasoning, not destruction. Then utility. Make it wider, like 120 to 160%. And keep it quiet. If you clearly hear the vinyl, it's usually too loud. You want it felt. Now group your PAD and texture into a group called Intro Bus. This is your one fader controls the world move. Big workflow win. Step 3. Tease the D&B rhythm without giving away the whole drop. Create a drum rack track called Ghost Break. Load a breakbeat, like an Amen style break or anything crunchy. Program it simply or drop in a loop, but keep it low in the mix. This is the memory of drums, not the actual drums. On the Ghost Break, EQ 8. High pass at 250 to 400, low pass at 6 to 9K. Then put hybrid reverb as an insert this time, not a send. Use a shorter room or plate, decay 1 to 2.5 seconds, wet around 15 to 30%. Then a compressor for gentle glue, ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 ms, release 100 to 200 ms. You're not smashing it, you're just making it sit back. Here's an arrangement move that instantly sounds intentional. Only use the ghost break in certain windows, like bars 9 to 16, then again 25 to 32. That creates pull toward the drop. Optional realism trick if you have drum bus, put it on the ghost brake, low drive, and turn transients slightly down. It makes the brake feel further away, like it's coming from the room instead of right in your face. Step 4. Tension with automation. This is the modern control part. On the intro bus group, add auto filter at the end of the chain. Now, in the last 16 bars before the drop, automate the filter cutoff. You have two classic options. Option A, classic build. Start more muffled, like 500 Hz, and slowly open to 8K. Energy rises. Option B, dark pressure. Start open and slowly close to around 1 to 2K while you increase distortion or noise. It feels like the air is getting squeezed out. Also, automate your reverb send. In the moments right before the drop, increase the send to that long reverb and then do the key move. Hard cut it at the exact drop. This is one of the biggest beginner to intermediate upgrades. If your long reverb keeps washing into the drop, your drums will feel small. So automate the send to zero at the downbeat of the drop, or mute the reverb return for that instant. The feeling is like getting sucked into the impact. Extra coach note, pick a transition anchor. Decide what the listener will remember about this handoff. Maybe it's a reverse reverb pull. Maybe it's a cymbal swell and a micro stop. Maybe it's a pitch dive. Pick one main moment and let everything else support it quietly. If you try to make every effect the star, none of them read clearly. Step 5. Build tools. Riser, downlifter, impact. Make 3 audio tracks. Riser, downlift, impact. For the riser, keep it simple. Use operator's noise oscillator or a noise sample. Add auto filter and automate the cutoff rising over the build. Let resonance rise slightly too. Send a bit to return B. Echo for that trailing excitement. For the downlifter, take a crash tail or noise tail, reverse it, and place it right before the drop. If it's too hissy, low pass it during the reverse so it's not frying your top end. For the impact, layer it like a pro, but still beginner friendly. Think in 3 bands. Sub thump around 40 to 80 Hz, a short sine or low tom, very short tail. Body, around 120 to 400, an acoustic thud or fully smack. Air, around 6 to 12K, a tiny tick, splash, or noise click. Group those layers. Trim tails so they don't smear into the first kick and snare. Then on the impact group, EQA to cut mud if needed around 200 to 400, a tiny bit of saturator for density, and a limiter just catching peaks. Placement tip, put the main impact exactly on drop bar 1. And if you want it to feel even bigger without raising peaks, add a shadow impact 1/8 note before the drop, quieter, shorter, like a little thud. Then the real one hits and feels massive. Step 6. The pre-drop vacuum moment. One bar before the drop, remove the anchors. Mute the ghost brake. Filter the pad down. Maybe throw in one vocal chop or stab with heavy reverb and then create a micro gap. An 1/8 note to a 1/4 beat of silence right before the drop. In Ableton, easiest way. Put utility on the intro bus and automate the gain to negative infinity for that tiny gap, or simply cut clips. This trick makes the drop hit harder without touching your master level. And here's a modern mix trick beginners don't use enough. Loudness contrast through automation, not just more tracks. Try this. Over the last 16 bars, automate the intro bus up by 1 to 2 dB. Then in the final half bar, dip it by about 1 dB. That little suction makes the drop feel like it explodes back to full level. Step 7. Build the drop foundation. Drums and bass. Make a drums group. You want kick, snare, hats or shakers, maybe a ride or top loop. On the drum bus, start with EQ8. If it's boxy, do a tiny dip around 250 to 400. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 ms, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Just glue. Optional saturator, drive 1 to 2 dB for density. Now bass. Make a simple Reason wave eatable or operator. 2 saw waves, slight detune. Low pass filter somewhere like 200 to 600 depending on brightness. Add an LFO subtly to the filter cutoff so it has motion. Bass chain. EQ8 to control harshness around 1 to 3K if needed. Saturator drive 2 to 6 dB depending on the sound. Then utility for mono control. The rule, keep the sub mono. Set width to 0 below about 120 Hz if your utility has bass mono, or keep the low layer mono by design. Arrangement tip. When the drop hits, get out of your own way. Let the drop dominate. Keep maybe one pad tail or a whisper of texture at like minus 20 dB for glue, but don't let the intro stay in the spotlight. Step 8. Sidechain the intro out of the drop for clarity. Put a compressor on the intro bus, turn on sidechain, and feed it the kick. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 ms, release 60 to 140 ms. Adjusts threshold so the intro ducks about 2 to 6 dB each kick. This is the modern control that lets you keep atmosphere while the drums stay punchy. Step 9. Final polish with reverse reverb. Pick a vocal chop or a stab that happens on the drop. Duplicate it to a new audio track. Put hybrid reverb on it, 100% wet. Long decay like 4 to 8 seconds. Freeze and flatten, or resample it. Reverse that reverb audio, and slide it so it swells into the drop hit. This creates that cinematic pull, and it reads as professional instantly, before you call it done. Do two quick checks. First, top-end control for vintage tone. A lot of vintage isn't more distortion. It's less hyped air. On the intro bus, gently tame the very top with a subtle shelf down or a soft low pass around 10 to 14k. Mild, you're shaving, not chopping. Second, check the transition in mono for 10 seconds. Put utility on the master and set width to 0. Listen right at the pre-drop and drop. Does the downlifter still exist? Does the impact still click? Does the snare transient stay forward? If something disappears, it's probably too wide or too facey, and you'll want to tighten it. Quick mini exercise you can do in 15 to 25 minutes. Set 174 BPM. Make an 8-bar ambient intro. 1 drift pad. 1 texture loop. 1 ghost break filtered. Make a 4-bar build. Add a riser. Automate filter cutoff and reverb send. Make a 4-bar drop, kick, snare, hats, and a simple respace. Then add 1 reverse reverb into the drop and 1 micro gap right before the drop. Bounce it as a 16-bar loop and ask, does the drop feel clearly cleaner and louder without clipping? And does the intro personality survive without masking the drop? Final recap so it sticks. Mood first. Pad and texture, but clean the low end early with EQ. Tease the DNB identity with ghost breaks. Filtered and distant. Automate filter and reverb to create tension. Build a clear impact moment with riser, downlifter, and a layered hit. This audio version is shortened for playback.